So, in continuing on, he says, "Me'ata muta lino levar mahu dveikus shenitzchayav nu lahasig." If we're talking about that, the purpose, the goal, is dveikus. So we have to define the terms. What does that mean? What does dveikus? What does cleaving, clinging to Hashem mean? So, you know, our knee-jerk reaction might be that Avas Hashem, the love of Hashem, is synonymous with Tveikus Hashem. It's through those feelings of love that we feel this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does it talk about Avas Hashem so many times in Sefer Devarim? Moshe Neamar, the Avos Hashem Gecha Uladovka Bo, Uperish Advekus Bashem, Husheti Avosinu Lashem Nemana Bleib Shalim. That they are synonymous, and Dvekus Bashem really is this love. However, he quotes from the Ramchal not that way. The Ramchal that we mentioned earlier in Derech Hashem, he says, because the Ramchal breaks down what does it mean to be, to do, perform, be involved in Avodas Hashem. And one of the details is Avas Hashem. So you can't say that Avas Hashem equals Dveikus in the purpose of Avoda if that is one of the details. We have a list of all these various components of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then in the end, the purpose is Miskarvim Umizdabkim Hashem, that we cleave, that we come close to Hashem. So the Ava now, the loving of Hashem, is a step, it's a path, it's a means to reach the goal of Dveikus Bashem. Veloshi atafkir atzma, but it's not it itself. As we've learned a while ago, Humash Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Bashalom Lamdinim Bo Amro, V'atom Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Eimach Kiyim Yiros Hashem Elokecha. What is Hashem asking of us? To fear Him. Olechas B'chol Derachav, to follow in His ways. V'avo so. To love Him, no big deal here, right? And to serve Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, lishmor mitzvos Hashem es chukosav. And kan kala kol chelkei shleimus avoda nirtzeis lishmo yisparach. It includes everything, all these different components. None is more significant l'chora than any other one. So what's on the list? Hayira, fear of Hashem, halicha b'drachav, following His ways, ha'ava shleimus halev, being complete in one's heart. Shmiras called mitzvos. Umavur she'avo eino echad. It's also only, it's one aspect of avodas Hashem. So v'im kein aleinu lahavin ma dveikus shedibro l'ramchal. So when the Ramchal talks about dveikus b'Hashem, what does he mean? Because it's not ahava. It's not simply loving Hashem. V'nira she'advekus hi mitzius mamish. That dveikus is something which actually exists. She'adam is kasher bekesher ruchani alboro, that we have a spiritual deep connection to Hashem, to our Creator. Sharei, how does it make sense? How can we, as being physical beings, connect to the infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any physicality? Sharei nishmasenu hi chelek elokam ima. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put into us a spiritual piece, kiviyachol, of Himself. V'yesh leis kasher atzum alboro. And that piece, it's explained elsewhere, I don't know if he says it here, it's almost like a magnet, right? It wants to get pulled back to its source. But when you have something breaking between the magnet, the two magnets, they don't connect. So that's all the physical things that the body is pulling us towards and causes us to be mastir, machshich. It becomes hidden, it becomes darkened. Through a service of Hashem, with all of its components, so we purify ourselves and we get ourselves closer and closer. Every time we do a mitzvah, every time we overcome a yetzer hara, whatever it may be, we're about to say something, maybe we shouldn't say it. That itself is very valuable. It doesn't mean that we haven't slipped up other times, that each time that we have done something because that's what Hashem wants of us, and for the purpose of establishing and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it strengthens that magnetic connection. Closer and closer. Until you can feel it. The more distant you are, you know, when you have the magnets, they start pulling, but you don't feel it. When you get really close, you don't, they pull it that last little bit close together. Then we really feel the enjoyment of the Shechina, even ba'olam hazeh. V'advarim yizbar b'derech mashal. He gives a mashal. I think it's a different mashal. Hinei yish kesher tivi bein av lebino. There's a natural connection between a father and a son. V'kesher zeh gorim ahava b'neihem. And the connection leads to love between the two. V'me'ezeh tam sheyeh nevda ahava b'neihem. For some reason, whatever it is, that love is lost. Zeo siman sha kesher nisrofeif. The love is lost because the bond has been harmed. It's not that the love just disappears in a vacuum. It's that something happened to sever the connection, and then you lead to a Rachman Litzlana situation where the Ahava is affected as well. Aval bevada yimishtadu l'chaber kesher zimzeh. If they work on reestablishing the connection, shuftesor ha'ava chazaka haru yalios bein avlu b'no. Naturally, the love will come back as well because they're so closely connected. It says, v'yizkayim v'heshel yivavos ha'banu le'banu alavosam. There'll be that return of the relationship. The kesher is not the ahava. The ahava is a measure of the connection, but it's not the connection itself. So you have to work on the connection, and the ahava comes itself because that's the nature of the relationship. So the same thing between us and Hashem. Hakesher munach shama lakachas uryu alios bechol tokfa v'hidura. The bond is there for us to make. We just have to take advantage. We have to do what we can to connect ourselves. We have to do our parts to make the kesher as strong as possible. And that's through all of the mitzvos, all of the times that we do anything because of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we get closer and closer. Once we're connected, then the Ahava will be there also. But the Ahava is a component. We can work on the Ahava alone also. But the definition, ultimately, is the connection. According to the intermediaries, the mitzvos, the things that we do, so the relationship, both in Olam HaZeh and in Olam Haba, is going to be a direct result of the work we put into it, the kesher that we build. And the more we work on it, and the more we distance ourselves from it, that the gap becomes larger and larger. The question, obviously, so how do we, if we feel distant, how do we create that sense of dveikus? So that we'll pick up with Emir Tzashem.